Reverend Dr. Ohniba Enyani Buodum is the pastor of the English Chapel of Jesus Generation Ministries, Center of Victory, a thriving congregation in the heart of Accra, Ghana. He serves faithfully under the leadership of Apostle Enyani Buodum, the General Overseer of Jesus Generation Ministries worldwide. Dr. Enyani Buodum's teachings are simple, practical, inspired by God, and characterized by many testimonies. He holds an annual healing and miracle service, which has witnessed many miracles of healings, signs, and wonders. Testimonies of this are published in his healing magazine titled Healing Springs. Believe God's word which you are about to hear, receive it, and be blessed. Now, listen to Reverend Dr. Ohniba.
For the seasons of refreshing have come to us. The times of refreshing. Times of refreshing have come to us. Worship Him, hallelujah. Worship Him, hallelujah. Just listen to me, Charles. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory, oh Lord. You deserve the glory. He's here. You deserve the glory. Touch them now, Spirit Divine. You deserve the glory. Every voice quiet, every hand lifted up, every spirit be lifted up in this place as we exalt the King of Kings. May I remind every other spirit that Jesus is Lord in this place. Ever since I heard of your faith in Christ, I've made mention of you in my prayers, that the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of all glory, shall grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know the hope of your calling and the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, which He worked in raising Jesus Christ from the dead and seated Him at the right hand side of the Father. May you receive the spirit of wisdom. May you receive the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Him, that ye may know the hope of your calling. Yes, the hope of His calling. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Be seated in heavenly places. Labahandas mate seke. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. God has not disappointed you. And God will never disappoint you. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to see you. Once again, very soon Jesus will come. If He does not come, we will not live forever too. So one way or the other, we have to grow. Lift up your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Bless me with your word. Open my eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good and all the time. So my sermon is entitled The Transplant of the Spirit, or The Spirit Transplant. The Transplant of the Spirit. Psalms number 51, David cried and said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. David is talking about a spirit within him. A heart within him. He says to God, create in me a clean spirit. Create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Say it. A right spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 3. So, Brother David is saying something. Brother David is teaching us that the heart inside you has to be clean. And the spirit within you must be right. One thing I said is that a lot of people struggle to receive because they don't have the right spirit within them. A lot of people struggle to attain because their heart in them is not clean. Glory to Jesus. Say amen. He says, don't focus on the outward man. Christianity has taken a serious turn, and I only pray that those who listen will learn from it and do the right thing. Peter is saying that don't focus trying to make your outer man look so beautiful, even though it's important. And he's giving a stronger emphasis on an inner man, which David also spoke about. David said, create in me a clean heart. There's somebody on your inside. And renew a right spirit within me. Now, Peter said, if you want to beautify any part of your body or make it look wonderful, he says, don't let it be the outer man and the plaiting of your hair and the wearing of gold and ornaments. He says, but let it be the inner man, the incorruptible and peaceful, gentle spirit in your inner man. He said, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. It is that heart. It is that spirit. It is that incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit which will become precious in the sight of God. It is not the Brazilian hair, the short hair. It is not the wonderful styles of jewelry we put on that will make us precious in the sight of God. But it is what is on the inside of us. Now, many hearts have been corrupted. Many spirits within have been corrupted. Bitterness. What corrupts the mind, the spirit? Bitterness, hatred, jealousy, envy. A lot of things, a lot of emotions have corrupted people's hearts and people's faith. And so, they are no longer precious in the sight of God. I'm talking about the transplant of the spirit. That the spirit in you that has not been able to attain the beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, that God will remove that spirit from you and put in you a new spirit which is so beautiful, which has a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is so precious in the sight of God, that God will do that for you. Because when your spirit gets to that place and is so precious in the sight of God, then the Bible says, God says, I will be your God and you will be my people. When that happens, you don't struggle to serve God. When that happens, you don't struggle to do good. When that happens, you don't struggle. Many people struggle. Why? Because your spirit has not attained that perfection. Romans chapter number 7, from verse 19 downwards, 18, he says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells nothing good. For to will is present with me, but how to do it, how to do this good, I cannot find. Just now if I do, not do, now if I do what I will not to do, then it is no longer I who does it, but the sin in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, even though I will to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, say the inner man. But I see another law in me, warring against my desire. I'll explain myself before I land and then we pray. Paul is saying something. He says, I delight to do the right thing according to my inner man. Me pese me ye niya eye. Namso niya eye na me pese me ye no. Min tu mi nye. Na niya me pese me ye no. Enu mo ena me ye. Enti se ma ma kume mu me pese me ye. Na min tu mi nye dia. Not as a baby for frost, I will be mukasa home with him. I and name a home, ni dear, see, and I mean to be near me, Pesamia. Cesania, and yet, oh, wretched man that I am, and I'm a home, and I'm in the end so because in me. The thing that is fighting my desire is bringing me, go to the verses upwards, is bringing me into captivity of sin and death. He says there's a law in my members who is bringing me to sin
and death. If so, then I'm a very poor man. That I delight, when you wake up, you delight to do good. You pray. When we were growing up in the Lord, how many times didn't we accept Jesus? How many times didn't we go to do what do we call it? We want to rededicate yourself. Every time the guys came to the secondary school, we would always go again and rededicate ourselves. Because you see that, look, man, what have I done? Then he asked the question. This is a very terrible situation. This is a very terrible disease. That in me, I want to do good, but I cannot find the strength to do it. Oh, I am a wretched man. I am a silly man. But it's not me. Who would deliver me from this body of death? Thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one that can deliver you. If the spirit in you is not of that incorruptible, beautiful, and of a gentle spirit, then you will never be precious in the sight of God. This was the basis for which God said, Jacob I have loved, and Esau I hate. Because the spirit that was in Jacob was better than the spirit in Esau. This was the same premises why God accepted Abel's offering and not Cain. Because the spirit, the inner man of Abel, loved to do good, and he did it. But that within Cain despised the Lord. Then the scripture went on to Romans 8 verse number 1. That if Jesus can deliver me from the wretchedness of this body, then there is therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation to those who are in this Jesus Christ, who do not walk according to the former dictates of their body anymore. But now they are walking in a new dimension, and it is the dimension of the spirit. But how was that possible? Because man walked in the flesh. And that is why he said, the good I wanted to do, I never did. He said that the wrong I did not want, that is what I did. Verse number 2. He says that, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Show me the verse number 3. Show me everything. So the author goes on to explain. He says, for what the law could not do, what the law could not do, because it was weak in the flesh, God did by sending his son Jesus in the likeness of a sinful flesh to die for us. And he condemned sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous, that's what I want everybody to read. Don't worry, I can preach and excite you. I want you to learn. For what the law could not do, because it was weak, God did. Say thank you, God. By sending his own son in the likeness of the sinful flesh on account of sin. Can we all read this part together? He condemned sin in the flesh. One more time. He condemned sin in the flesh, it should continue, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according. Forget that one. He condemned sin, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, so that we will receive the ability to have the Spirit of God in us. because I'm preaching that whole verse to 12 and then I'll preach my sermon. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. He says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. All men from Adam till Jesus, they died. The best of men, Moses, Elijah, Samson, the best of men. It is not you that God is waiting for to prove that you can defeat sin. It's not you. The original people he made, they were the answer to all creation. What Adam and Eve did in the garden, it means everybody. If God decided not to create Adam and to create Cain and another person, they were going to do the same thing. If God decided to create even Paul and put Paul and Moses in Eden, they were going to do the same thing Adam and Eve did. So God was no longer waiting. All men that lived according to the flesh died. But he says, if you will live according to the spirit, you will not die. You will live. Because the thing that condemns you to death has been overthrown by the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And this over done one my home dia. That's what he said. That is why he went on to say, therefore, we are no longer debtors to the flesh. Was he You are no longer debtors to the flesh, but you owe, or you are debtors to the spirit. You owe the spirit of God. You owe the spirit of God. Therefore, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If the spirit, let me not go ahead of myself. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit. Say amen. And you are in the spirit if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if the spirit of Christ is in you, say in me, then your body is dead to sin, but is alive to righteousness. Then the verse number 8 said, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if that same spirit dwells in you, if that same spirit dwells in you, then that spirit will also quicken your mortal body. I always thought this scripture to mean only healing, but today I understand that because Christ is in you, your body is dead to sin. Says Adia, if the spirit comes in you, we need for you and I who am I born in? What is our home name? Christo, a brother who's well, who and Cassan. This is our home to Mudia. Some Nagasan Subin and the Winipediana Ufa Christo and the Ewu Amabonino. A Benyanino. I'm a trainee. It will resurrect that body into life. Because of that, you do not owe the flesh. You do not owe the flesh, but you owe the spirit. For if you, by the spirit, do mortify the deeds of the flesh, you will have life. Verse 14. For as many, this is the most difficult part of the sermon, you should get it before I go to the song. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God to put to death the deeds of the flesh, they are the sons of God. Oh, where am I? Where am I, God? Let me go to 13, let me explain it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you are able to put to death the deeds, the lust, the desires of this body, then you will live. If you live by the flesh, you will die. But if you can put to death the things of the flesh, and how can you do that? It is only by the Spirit. It says, if you by the Spirit will put to death the things of this body, you will live. Then he says in the 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, connect 13, don't throw it away. They are led by the Spirit of God to put to death the things of this body. Those people who, after being saved by the Spirit of God, they are able to suppress, destroy. They are the sons of God. Not those who have accepted Jesus and they are still living by the flesh. They will die. They will die. I remember when I got born again, I was still living by the flesh. I would do things I shouldn't do. The things I used to do before I said I was born again, I was still doing them when I was born again. And Paul is saying that even if you have accepted him and you live according to the flesh, you will die. You will die. But if you will live by the Spirit, you will live. How do you live by the Spirit? He says, if you, by the same Spirit, you will be led by the Spirit to destroy, to stop, to come against, to overcome, to put to death the deeds of the flesh, the things you used to do. You cannot stop them by your own accord. But if you, by the Spirit, if as many as are led by the Spirit to put to death the deeds of the flesh, they are the sons of God. They have always said to us that the word sons there means mature sons. All right. But when I checked it, it really means kinsmen. When I would dear, dear, those who are kinsmen, if you are able by the Spirit, if you are led, if you can be driven, if the driving force in your life after salvation is still the Spirit and not the flesh, and you are able to put to death, oh, I'm getting to that place where everything that fought me by the word of the Spirit, I am putting them to death one by one. That the things I used to do, the psalmist said, I do them no more. He said, the place I used to go, I don't go anymore. Oh, the things I used to do, I do them no more. Oh, there's a great change since I been born. Yes, if you are led by the Spirit, if you are driven by the Spirit to be able to do this, you will live. You will live. I tell you, you will live. You will live. The sons. Those are the kinsmen. Go to the next verse. Those are the kinsmen. Those are the sons of God. Oh, see. Those are the sons of God. If you are able to do this. If you can be led by the Holy Ghost, so that the things you used to do, we are still in Christ, but our heart is not clean. We are still in Christ, but our spirit is not clean. It is so terrible. When Christians meet and talk, you can see that their hearts are not clean. We should all cry the prayer of David, create in me a clean heart, oh God. He was afraid to lose the Holy Ghost. He was afraid that the spirit in him was corrupted. He said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Still prayed, but I was still doing things. Because there was another law in my body who was warring against my desire to serve the Lord. Then one day I was praying, And I saw a hand write a scripture. It's 2 Corinthians 10:1-5. And when I read it, it said, "For I do not want you to be ignorant that with many of them, they walked under the same cloud. They drank from the same rock. That rock was Christ. But with many of them, the Lord was not well pleased with." I said, "Oh! He's not pleased with me." Ah. Is the Lord pleased with you? Is the Lord pleased with you? Is the Lord pleased with you? "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God to put to death the old nature, they are the sons of God." Verse number 15. Verse number 15 says, "So I said that the sons there means kinsmen. Kinship. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to be afraid, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you can cry like he cried, 'Abba, Father, help me as I put to death this old nature. Help me, because the flesh will stand.'" So in Gethsemane, his flesh was speaking. His flesh said no. His flesh said, "No, I will not do this." And then, because of the spirit that came upon him and stayed, for the first time in Jordan, the spirit of God that used to come upon David, Samson, and all those people and go, for the first time in Jordan's river, between John and his cousin Jesus Christ, that same spirit, for the first time in history, came upon a man and remained. Oh, glory to God. And so it was that spirit that was in him that helped him in Gethsemane. For he was weak. He was broken. He said, "Let this cup go away from me." But the spirit in him gave him the authority to cry to the Father of all gods and say, "Abba, Father, nevertheless, not my fleshly will, but the will of your spirit be done." And strength was given to him. And he says that you too, you have not received any spirit that should make you afraid, that you cannot put to death the old nature. You have received the same spirit that Jesus received. And when you are weak, and when you are struggling, you are also able to open your mouth and say, "Abba, Father, help me." For why? He says, for if sons, go to 16, they have received the same spirit that you can cry, "Abba, Father." Which people are able to cry, "Abba, Father"? They are sons. The spirit, he says, the spirit himself bears witness with your spirit. I say you have every reason to cry to him in your weakness. You have every reason to cry to him as you try to put to death the old nature. Because the spirit in you is the spirit of a son. As many as are led by the spirit of God to put to death the old nature, they are the sons of God. That spirit in you makes you a son. And the spirit in you now himself bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And I explained to you that the children there are heirs. What does it mean? He says, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 8:26. He says, for likewise the spirit also helps us in our infirmities. For we do not know how or what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself, with groanings which cannot be uttered, maketh intercessions for us. 27 says, for he that searches the hearts knoweth what the mind of the Spirit is, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Two people are praying for you. He that searches the heart is Jesus Christ. I only pray for you that you will grow in the Lord, that these teachings will help you to grow, because there is coming a wind of deception. There is blowing a wind. It has started already. He says that likewise, when you read the preceding verses, he says from the 19 downwards, he was talking about how the entire creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. He says the earth, the whole world is groaning. The world is waiting for you to show forth. Show forth in the glory of your Father. He says the whole world is groaning. And he says the same way the world is groaning, even so the spirit, likewise the spirit, 26, also with groanings which cannot be uttered, he helps our infirmity. He helps our infirmity. My prayer is for you that the Holy Ghost shall come into your heart, that the heart of stone, that heart of stone will be changed. See, Matthew 5:8 said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I was telling Maurice and my wife that I only preach to you from my spirit. I only preach to you from my spirit. This is not what I've sat down to write. This is what is in my spirit. And you have to allow the spirit. The spirit cannot come if your heart is not right. The spirit cannot come if the spirit in you is not clean. Wherein shall a young man please the Lord? Wherein shall a young man make his way pure? By the word of God. Ezekiel 11, verse number 19. He says, for I will give them a new spirit, and I will put in them a new heart. A new spirit. A new heart. Maybe next week, I'll preach what I wanted to preach to you today about the transplant of the spirit. But how? That for the first time, what men struggle to overcome, one man, when they put all our sins on him, he was able to overcome it. Jesus overcame what Adam, to the last man on the cross, to children born today and those yet to be born when we are dead. They put all the sins together and they put it on him. And he still, 1 Peter 2:2 says, there was no sin found in him. When they reviled him, he did not revile back. How was he able to do that? Because there was a spirit in him. Why didn't the men of old do that? Because they never had the spirit in them, but the spirit upon them. My prayer for you is that God will create in you a clean heart. A clean heart. And renew a right spirit. So that the spirit that is coming in you, you will be able to put to death the things of the flesh. Please rise to your feet. Lift up your hands to Jesus.
We trust you've been blessed by God's word. We invite you to be part of our victory services every Sunday from 7 a.m. You can find us behind Opportunity International, adjacent Vodafone Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Follow us on Twitter at @JJM_EC and like our Facebook page, JJM_EC. For further correspondence, email englishchapel@gmail.com. God bless you.